Good afternoon, Polanski Service. Can I help you?
Yes, Frank around?
Just a moment. Ask who's calling?
Yeah, Kyle from Bank Cardiff.
Just a moment, please.
For over 63 years and three generations, we've been serving the security needs of the San Fernando Valley and L.A. We've been an integral security with Bruce's dad. Today, we're still in the same neighborhood with larger facilities, a state-of-the-art showroom, and a more comprehensive array of products. With Slam's Lock and Key, it's much more than just keys, locks, security, hardware, and master key systems. It's the company you recommend to install and service those.
Hello, this is... Can I help you?
Hey, Frank. This is Kyle with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
This is Jack, so go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Is Frank not available?
Not at the moment, no. I take not care of his desk when he's gone.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Yeah, I was just, won't take up too much of your time. I'm just calling to follow up on a pre-approved finance over we shot to your business a couple weeks ago. Looks like it was based off some prior financing you done with Citibank in 2013. Is that ringing a bell?
Not to me, but that would probably be Mrs. Flam. Can you send me something?
Yes, sir.
Tell it to me, and I'll give it to Frank, and he'll take it home. Mrs. Flam is the one who does the banking.
Okay, yeah. Is there maybe an email I can send it to?
Yeah, I'll send it to... Let's see, which would be the best one. So, oh, I know which one. It's something to Frank. Flams Delta at yahoo.com. Okay.
All right, that was Flams Delta at yahoo.com.
FLAMS Delta.
Awesome. All right, how's business been over there for you guys?
Terrific.
Pretty busy this time of year, usually?
Oh, it's been all year.
All year.
No, we just have. Well, we have some premium accounts, and it's like, so that's why Frank's out in the field right now, ramrodding a job. Just every year seems to be, you know, a little bit more. We take away some business from other companies, not because we're out asking for it, but they hear about us. Plus, we have two assurance companies that refer all their business to us.
And oh, wow.
And say that if Flam's Key Service goes out on it, then we know it'll be a good job. And that's for high spenders. So we're in Beverly Hills and then the hills going to the beach.
Okay.
Off of Sunset. And gets low for a day and two, and then it just explodes again. And so we have two men on one job that'll be there for 3 days. And so
okay.
This one truck. So it's like the other truck normally has 5-6 calls a day. And so I wish we could have more people. It'd be a lot easier for us to do the business. But getting people to be more than handy and being able to be have a brain on their shoulders is not as easy as you think.
Oh, I understand that one.
Well, it's like when I was much younger, we had shop classes in junior high.
Okay.
In high school, I think. I'm not remembering that well. So, you work with your hands. And there's so many things we do now with electronics, so it's not just physical, locks. It's plus now card readers, exit monitors that someone walks by and they have a beam that automatically opens up the door and things like that. We have a variety of different things that we can do to a place. We have push button locks and all that good stuff, but the old fashioned regular locks is still king. And so it's quite a lot of things if you have a good reputation.
Of course.
No, it's like, not going to do it.
Yeah.
If I ran down the customers that this company has, it's kind of like amazing. Ever hear of, you're in California or what city are you in?
Yep, I'm here in San Diego.
Okay. So the big companies that rent, lease, and manage, like Alliance Properties.
Okay.
They have thousands of things. They're the only ones that can walk in their property.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
And then you have Essex Trust, same thing. And then you have a lot of small trusts that have 3, 4, 5 buildings. And then you have, homeowners associations, that was big. And when Frank was young, he went out and got property management firms. And so looking, because I'm doing, redoing his spreadsheet right now on the accounts, and he has over 150 property management companies.
Oh, wow. That's a...
And so when he says to everyone, if everyone called, like after the earthquake back in the day, and we would have no way of doing anything, even just answering the phones.
Yeah.
He said it was incredible, and it actually, he said after the last earthquake, the company lost money because... they would go out on jobs, and there would be a lot of different people stuck in units and things like that. So he would keep them there, and there'd be no charge, and he'd just get them out.
Okay.
So he's older than I am, and I'm in my 60s. So it's called. I believe him because he's never told a lie to me and to anyone I know. So. He'd rather do the right thing than make a buck.
Of course, and that's rare in this day and age, too.
Well, yeah. Well, I was brought up the same way, but he makes it an art, and it's a matter of just the way of life. You just admire him very much. And it's crazy. I answer the phone, and they say, "Is this Frank?" And I said, "No." "No, it's not." He says, "Well, how can you both sound the same way?" I said, "We're both in our 60s, I guess."
Yep. So,
yeah, you can send an email to that. And Mrs. Flam does that stuff. And then Sharon does some of that stuff. But generally, Mrs. Flam is the one who cranks the orders and says, "Okay, I'll make this phone call, or I won't." And she runs a different company for us, so she does all the mailboxes.
Okay.
And we sell commercial mailboxes to the same customers that I just mentioned.
Oh, wow.
Essex and Alliance. And in fact, Alliance had a $100,000 job last year.
So, oh, no way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like... what is funny is we have a sign out front, and he won't change it. It says Flam's Key Service. I said, "We do so much more." He said, "The people that need to know that."
Yep, that's exactly right.
And he said, "On my desk, I'm processing an order for another segment of our business for." DOJ, and this is the Drug Enforcement Administration.
Okay.
So I'm processing an order from, and it's like, do a lot of schools that I didn't mention, and we do government work, and we do insurance company referrals. We do a lot. So if it's not one, it's another. And if we had more trucks and more people available, we turn down calls.
Wow. Well, you guys are pretty popular than it sounds like, which is good, a good reputation to have.
Well, it's better to be, In fact, I just sent one of the guys back out. We've done one family that is three generations, and the oldest one was the President of the United States.
Oh, wow.
And he was up at his house several times.
That is awesome.
And so it's like, so we have people in politics, we have people in show business, and it's kind of interesting when I go up front, and you never know who's gonna walk in the door.
Yeah.
It's like he has stories that of some of the people that he's met that are, you met the person, really? And I said, yeah. So they're just a person. They're just. You know, it's like, he said, he was over at Liberace's house years ago.
Oh, wow.
and he said, I was watching Edward R. Murrow on TV, and I saw the pool when he was doing Liberace, and they showed the pool. He said he was with his dad, and he said, I saw this. He said, yeah, so what? And he told me, he said, I thought that was a big deal. He said, but his father said, for people, and you do work for people, you help people, and you do the right thing.
Well, no better way to be.
Yeah, so call back or send the email to what I just told you.
Okay. Okay.
And someone will get back to you. Okay.
Okay.
Like, if they don't, say, I tried. You can ask for Jack.
Okay.
And, there's nothing more I do. It's just like they're here, they're not here, and it's like, so I run the place for them. And so when he comes, he's the boss again, and then he runs it. And I know what I have to do to make sure that. He's not going to be upset.
Of course.
Upset much, but he does. But it's like, hey, everyone does once in a while.
Yep. Well, it sounds like you're doing a great job, though, Jack. Can't do too much better, and it sounds like you're staying on top of everything, and, you guys got a pretty solid setup over there.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. We've never defaulted on a loan, according to Sharon. We've had to drag out the payments sometimes.
Of course. Happens to the best of us.
Well, yeah. But especially when you have big jobs. It's like the job they're doing right now, locks alone cost us $5,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Pretty big expense up front sometimes then, huh?
We'll be done in 3 days.
Okay, and so it sounds like you guys do a little bit of both, commercial and residential then. So, are you guys usually on, a net 30 or net 60 when on some of those commercial contracts?
You have to say that again.
Are you guys on net 30 or net 60 on some of those commercial contracts?
Mm-mm. No. Deposit and paid at end of contract.
Okay.
I told you, DEA.
Yeah.
And so he said, can we pay on terms? And I went back. I know the right thing to say. I said, no. what we can do is we'll do the work, we'll ship it out, and you'll send a check, and it'll be net 15.
Of course.
He said, I can live with that. I said, good. Yeah, so and it's his rules, and so it's, you're going to run away here with this. Hey, here's his card. It says Division Security Officer. He's not a low end, and so we ordered the locks, the keys that he wanted and requested. And he didn't ask, but no, we don't give a discount. We just charge the same thing to everyone. There's no one special, no one overcharged. Everyone gets the same price.
Of course.
So, well, that's... It works.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Well, I definitely would have given some discounts, but you know what? He doesn't have to.
Yep, that's exactly it. So, if you don't mind me asking, how many trucks do you guys have out on the on your little route usually?
How many who?
How many like trucks do you have out at a time doing the services or installing the locks or going to the accounts?
Two.
Just two? Okay. And then
it's called. I was at a meeting with him, and they was with all the big shop owners in Southern California, and it was held by a man in high esteem that owned a company that sells all us our goods. A locksmith supply company, and very well known. And he was forced to buy the company by the owner, and the way it goes, because James, he likes to tell stories, but he was in the room with all the big guys, and everyone had to turn in their monthlies and yearly reports.
Yeah.
And so he said, I had asked the man, why would I go there? We only have two trucks. And he said, because you are one of the most best-run companies in Southern California.
Wow.
And he said, well, I'll go because you're going to be there. I don't know that that's a fact. And he said, you'll find out. So according to the story, he said, so they he had all the records, and he said, it was questioning the guys about what kind of discounts they give. And so he asked the one. And that guy has like 10 or 15 trucks. He asked another one. And he had a bunch of trucks. He had 5, 6 trucks. And another one, he had another 8 trucks. And all these people. And he says, he comes to Frank. He said, what... How many trucks do you have? He said, 2. Hey, Avery, I'll be with you in a moment.
My communication is difficult.
Everyone's...
I know. That's why it's done.
Okay. So, the bottom line is, they said to Frank, okay, what's your discount? And I said... There is no discount. It's list. It's it doesn't make any sense to discount off of list when if you sell product A for $10 and it costs you $5 and then you have to buy another one to replace it, you don't make any money.
Yeah.
And he said, he looked at the rest of the guys and he said, his percentage is the highest percentage of all you people in the entire Southern California area.
Oh, goodness.
Of all your readouts. He said, so, for his shop to earn as much as you, he has to sell less, but he makes more. Okay, when the bottom line is that, okay, so, and so one of the guys said to, opened up and I said, well, why don't you discount? He said, well, to me, list is discount. And he said, the whole place went crazy and laughed. And he said, well, touche. I said, but you know, when you have big jobs, you have to discount. I said, why? It doesn't mean that you're going to get the job. It doesn't matter that whether you do the work and you have no complaints and the people are happy. Now, I've seen this business. And I've been in it for many years myself. See, it's run differently. It's run
yeah.
a lot of different things. So it rubs off, I guess. I can quote you. So, yeah, call him back or send a email to his email and or to his wife's. And if they feel that that's what they want to do, God bless them. So now you know about the company. It's like, you want to do business with us? Fine. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you sound like a great company to want to do business with, honestly. But Jack, I'll let you get to it. I appreciate all your time, and you know what? You have a great day.
Wish you the same.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.